Today's podcast topic is working twice as hard for half as much at 60. Welcome to this episode, Fighting the Age Gap. I'm Dr. Mel Vaughn Thompson, and I'm glad you're here with me today. Let's talk about something real, something frustrating, and something many older workers are living through right now. The silver squeeze, working twice as hard for half as much, especially at the age of 60. So what does that mean? It means that many people reach a certain age and suddenly find themselves fighting harder just to receive the same pay, the same respect, the same recognition, and the same opportunities they once had. For women, minorities, and older workers, this can feel even heavier, because it is not just about working hard. It is about working hard in a system that may no longer see your full value. You may be putting in more hours. You may be mentoring younger employees. You may be fixing mistakes. You may be bringing wisdom, experience, and discipline to the workplace. But still, you receive half the recognition, half the salary, half the job security, and sometimes half the respect. That is painful, because by the age of 60, many people are not tired of working. They are tired of being overlooked. They are tired of being pushed aside. They are tired of being treated like their age has erased their worth. Some older workers are pushed out of careers before they are ready to retire. And when they try to re-enter the workforce, they are often offered lower-paying jobs, temporary roles, or positions with no real upward mobility. And that is a hard truth to face. Recent surveys show that many older adults are still working between the ages of 60 and 66. Some are working because they want to, but many are working because they have to. And according to AARP, many workers over 50 report experiencing age discrimination. By 60, that discrimination can feel like a wall, a blockade, a place where doors close before you even get the chance to knock. Now here's something important to reflect on. At this stage in life, the strategy has to change. It cannot always be brute force anymore. It cannot always be doing more, carrying more, proving more, and exhausting yourself more. At 60 and beyond, the fight must become wiser. It must become about resilience, efficiency, faith, creativity, and building something that does not depend only on the approval of people who refuse to value you. Because sometimes you are no longer welcome at tables built by others, and when that happens, you may have to build your own table. Now I, Dr. Mel, say this with care. If this is you, seek a higher power. Reach for something greater than yourself. Do not give up on your life, your gift, your mind, or your purpose. Try God. Because people may reject you. People may overlook you. People may disrespect you. People may decide you are no longer valuable. But God still sees you. God can place new ideas in your spirit. God can awaken creativity you did not know was still there. God can guide you into a different path when one door has closed. There is only one true captain save a lot. We may not see him with our physical eyes, but faith is not always seen. Faith is believed. Faith is trusted. Faith is walked out. Hebrews 11:1 reminds us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The contemporary English version says, "Faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see." The New International Version says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And the King James Version says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So let this be a reminder. At 60, you are not finished. At 60, you are not invisible. At 60, you are not useless. At 60, you still have wisdom, purpose, value, and strength. And if the old table no longer has a seat for you, build your own table through faith. Because sometimes, when you feel like you have nothing to lose, that is when you finally become brave enough to try something new. Do not give up on yourself. Keep walking. Keep believing. Keep creating. Keep trusting God. Thank you for being with me today. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Have you ever felt like you had to work twice as hard for half as much? put your comments in the box below. I look forward to engaging with you. Thank you.